I was a beached whale. My body ached from its own weight on the hard ground. Shivering, I struggled to my knees. The pavement dug into my knees, and I pushed myself to my feet. The movement made my eyes pound and aroused sumo wrestlers who blundered inside my head, slapping bellies, their weight tilting this way and that. As I looked for my clothes, my head swam about, adjusting late from the wrestler's trundling inertia. I realized how I must look, and cut my hands over my privates. I pressed my hands against my head to stop it swaying. I saw my clothes nearby where I'd dropped them, but stooping for them squeezed my stomach, which squirted acid into my throat. I tried by force of will to calm my leaping stomach and clamped my eyes shut as I stepped into my shorts. I straightened slowly, but not slowly enough. The wrestlers were back into their stagger, my head swimming with them. Things spun dizzily. The flesh on my back was tingling yet numb. When I squinted down at my shoulder, it seemed far away, as if I were a giant looking down on someone else's body. The flesh was very red. I pressed thick fingers into it. It turned ghastly white around my fingers, then quickly red again when I stopped pressing. My chest and stomach were still pale, marked by flagstone ridges. My penis was small and gray. My back had been roasting in the sun. That and the alcohol explained the dizziness, but what was the terrible ache thumping in my buttocks? I pushed my shorts gingerly back down and reached back with both hands. As I lightly grazed my buttock region, the pulsing ache exploded into white-hot pain. My posterior was swollen and inflamed, skin stretched tight over irregular bumps, as if someone had sewn roasting chestnuts into the flesh. I remembered the drone of bees, now silent. That was it. Bee stings. That night I lay on my stomach, thinking, with a fan aimed at my buttocks, smeared with salve. What did it mean?